This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow's the day version 2.0 of the Senate's healthcare bill is going to be made public. The contents will be closely scrutinized in policymaking circles and in business circles as well, smaller businesses in particular, where providing healthcare benefits can be a real expense. Kerry Quigley runs the Sterling Technologies plant out in Lake City, Pennsylvania, near Erie. They make plastic containers, everything from rain barrels to dog crates. We met him when we were out there around Inauguration Day, and we got him back on the phone today to talk about healthcare and the rest of the economy he's doing business in. Kerry, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to speak with you, Kai.
First of all, how's business? How's life at Sterling?
Business is okay. We're still growing. We're still working and still good. Still running 24/7.
Wow. All right. Well, you can't get much more busy than that, I guess. When we were out there in January, one of the things you and I talked about was, as a straight business issue for you guys, was healthcare, Obamacare, and how much you were looking forward to repeal. So with that as background, how are you feeling about all the back and forth in Washington on healthcare reform?
Yeah, you know, great question. Still seems to be a lot of smoke in the air, but some of the things that are starting to clear up for us. And it looks like things like the individual mandate, employer mandate are really going to make a huge difference, particularly to our workforce who is relatively young. So we're pretty excited about some of the reform that we think we're going to see come out of this.
Let me make sure I get that right. You are looking forward to not having to deal with health insurance, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, health insurance is a part of our compensation package, but some of those mandates that were there and, you know, the possible and budgeting issues that we were running into as a company made it very difficult for us.
If I remember right, you said it was teetering. If you had to keep going with the Affordable Care Act, you were teetering on going out of business.
Yeah, it's, you know, there was so much cost there that it becomes very difficult for a small business like us where we've got 160, 165 people and those healthcare costs that continue to rise. It's very difficult to budget that and understand what the impact is going to have there. Our customers are not going to take a price increase because our insurance costs go up. They're just not interested in hearing it.
What happens if, in your mind, healthcare does not get fixed?
If healthcare doesn't get fixed and the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare continues to be instituted as all these employees, you know, they're forced to take insurance, I am heavily concerned on those costs and what they do to us just to being able to continue to operate.
Literally going out of business? Is that what we're talking here?
Well, sure. I mean, you can't operate a business and continue to not make money. So eventually, if you can't make money, I mean, it's foolish to continue to operate a business.
Let me get you off healthcare for a second and ask you a bigger picture. How you're feeling, six something months into the Trump presidency about business and the regulatory environment and how things are going for you?
Well, feel pretty good when we start looking at unemployment rates that are lower than we've seen, you know, in over a decade. Starting to see some of the tariffs that possibly get imposed. I mean, for us in the plastics business, love to see tariffs that could be imposed on our neighbors to the north. You know, certainly there's no perfect administration, I don't think, but it is nice to finally see some change.
You mentioned you're going 24/7. Are you so busy that you would have to hire to fill those three shifts?
We're actually currently in a hiring mode looking for employees now.
Kerry Quigley, he's a vice president at Sterling Technologies. We talked to him on scene back in January out in Lake City, Pennsylvania, near Erie. Kerry, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.